Iko. Iko Renan, what are you doing?
I'm about to start the world's most regular podcast. Whoa! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world's most regular podcast. My name is Iko the Rain Man, and I'm joined today here by my best friend, John Baca.
It's none other than me, Johnny Baca.
Heyo.
Heyo, heyo.
My other best friend, Brandon.
Mordecai.
I'm sorry. We don't call him by Brandon. We call him Buster Hyman.
Yeah, he busts everybody's hymens.
Yeah. And I'm busting everybody's hymens up in this bitch. Hide your kids. Hide your wife. I mean, what?
Hide your hymen.
Your levels are all over the place here, sir. And we're joined by the miraculous British-speaking Abel Kane.
Cha-cha. Da-da-da. Sound effects, motherfucker.
Sound effects number... No, you're allowed to curse in the podcast.
Oh, good. I said
you're not allowed to say nigger.
Oh, whoa.
I'm not allowed to say nigger.
Don't you hate those niggers?
And we're joined today by the one and only, mighty, the power,
the big dick,
Borat.
Borat, imported, sex Borat rap version, India. Young Deshi. How you doing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
We are all ourselves.
Are we indifferent today?
Is it true that you pose naked for India's Anonymous?
Wait, now on Tuesday,
are Indians Anonymous? Yeah.
Those are undisclosed.
How do you know that?
I just made it up.
Undisclosed terms.
Oh,
wait. I posted there too.
Oh, damn. Okay.
That's kind of awkward. But we're not going to start and delay the inevitable and what was and forever will be the Edagawa for port. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys Batman? Who here likes Batman? Stop speaking one over there.
Can you see my hand, guys? I'm raising it.
My hand's raised as well.
You guys like Batman?
I like Superman a lot more than Batman because Batman also has a vagina, and I'm not really sure how he does things with that.
Bruh, Superman's cheap as fuck.
Batman is probably my second favorite city in Turkey. Istanbul.
Well, I'll be proud to say that the original TV series, the Adam West one, is getting finally released on DVD and Blu-ray. And if you didn't know, those episodes were not available for anyone to own physically. Like, you either have to watch reruns on TV or watch the movie that you could probably buy on Blu-ray. Yeah, you can't buy on Blu-ray. So, Adam West, Batman.
Can I buy Adam West?
Kapow. What is Adam West doing now?
Yo, I had no idea redheads were so hot. Like, certain redheads, really got to get on. I'm not even going to lie.
Bro, Hayley Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Paramore, right?
What's that noise?
Yeah, what was that?
It's that Bellagio.
What the? Can you do that again, please?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nothing to say about this. You guys are not a huge fan of the Adam West one. So,
nah.
No?
He's funny on Family Guy, but I mean...
He's not on Family Guy, bro. He's
not on Family Guy.
They make fun of him.
He literally plays Adam West.
Yeah,
he does his voice.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
You didn't know that?
You can leave this podcast now.
Oh, okay. I'll leave.
Number two on the Edagawa Report. This is something that will be a little bit more towards me and Johnny Baca, but I didn't know this, but DC's getting his own solo... I mean, Deathstroke is getting his own DC comic book solo. I guess he didn't have one.
That's my
With the recent season of Arrow, having him as the main antagonist basically popularized the character a little bit more. Like, people know who he is.
Yeah. Remember when he bodied Flash's knee in the Teen Titans comic book? That shit was nice. The shotgun straight to his kid Flash's knee and blew that shit out. And he was like, and then he sat reading books and became super smart and super fast healed and shit. Yeah.
He became a super fast heel.
Yeah.
Oh, healer.
Never watched WWE? You never seen Kid Flash as the heel in WWE?
Moving on.
Number three on the Edagawa Report, Lindsay Lohan is suing Rockstar over GTA 5. Now, I didn't read this one because I was curious about it. No. But AP reports, that Lohan is using the developer because GTA used her image and her character
for sex
based on her without her permission. Damn. The suit was filed in New York, hometown of Rockstar. Lohan's lawsuit cites fictional characters that Lindsay Lohan has blah blah blah. I don't know. Rockstar, or at least GTA 5, if you play that game, they made fun of everybody.
When did they make fun of Lindsay Lohan?
I think
daughter?
Michael's daughter. Yeah. It's supposed to be Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, she was the snail that was walking, scrolling across the window.
What? Yo, is this man on PCP right now?
She was a little snail. You didn't see that? She had little red hair coming out.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Open-friend
I'm sorry, guys.
Alright, bro. We're gonna talk about the snail.
Now, what the fuck is a snail?
You guys, I was trying to do a troll. You guys weren't helping.
That was a terrible troll.
This is the worst troll.
I don't know how to do it.
That's not a troll, bro. Just talking about a snail. I don't know how to troll.
I get trolled.
Just leave it to the trollers.
I don't know how to bake cookies, but you don't see me trying to do that shit.
Adam's been like picking up on the word troll lately, like, and here's the thing that he's not used to my sarcasm as much, like,
I really don't.
He doesn't. He says some. I don't know how to explain sarcasm. Someone doesn't get it.
I get sarcasm. Well, sarcasm. I don't know what trolling is.
Yeah, it's basically like hardcore sarcasm.
Is it like pretending?
It's like
you
the
know
internet
something?
Word for sarcasm.
It's like pretending you know something.
Like,
getting somebody to go along with
like
a fake
pretending
conversation.
That you don't know something, so someone
like,
will like explain it to you.
So I would have trolled you guys by saying I didn't know how to troll, and just as all one massive troll, I got all.
Anyways, moving on.
Yeah, you guys are just mad because I fucking pulled off the heist of the century right now.
Y'all, I'm literally...
Remind me again.
Was that not good or what?
You just ripped it so hard, I can't even troll anymore.
Yeah,
just,
Adam,
wow, that was amazing.
He killed us so hard he's not ever allowed to be on this podcast.
Yeah.
You see, you guys are trolling right now. That's what that
What? Oh, God damn it, you didn't play the game. You played the game.
What game?
GTA 5, you didn't play the good story.
Yes, I
did.
I did.
Did you beat it?
No, almost.
He played the snail part, though. That was the best part.
The snail. I kept replaying that level.
With the...
Yeah. Yeah, did we get that on?
You know what's funny? Like, I remember when I was playing through that game, there was one mission where you kill Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, it's in there.
We're on the air?
Yeah, we're on the air. We're on the air. Regular podcast.
You see that red light? It's not just for porno videos, bruh.
Yeah. But no, listen. In one of the missions, Adam, I don't know if you remember, you get to kill Mark Zuckerberg in the game.
It's not Mark Zuckerberg.
Well, it's like his... character.
Yes,
basically.
It is, dude. They literally put Mark Zuckerberg in the game with like his.
Your
like,
trolling sucks, bro.
Yeah,
it's not working.
Like there's
but
like
the
yeah,
game,
seriously, like
the game.
I like he's new to this and he's already starting to catch on. You, I don't know about you anymore. But,
all right, okay.
So
watch. I'm not. You're a target now. You're a target now.
What's it called?
Watch.
You don't,
Life
you
Invaders.
Shoot.
Like the guy. Like when you snipe him. Like when you kill them. Like. He makes a phone call, and all of a sudden you see the cutscene of like the dude just getting sniped.
Yeah,
you
don't
snipe him.
I was like, "Fuck, yeah, you do."
No, he has the little thing in his ear blows.
Yeah.
That's what
the phone just farted.
How is this?
Death scene.
He's like, he lifts up his phone. He's like, "How the hell is it ringing?" He's like, "Hello," and then it blows up. It's like blows in his head.
Yeah, like if I was Zuckerberg, I'd be like, "That's fucked."
And he's like watching the news.
I'd be like, when I saw that, I was like kind of shocked. It's like, man, that's. Like, I wonder how Zuckerberg would feel about that. But that's like the same type of like.
But Mark Zuckerberg doesn't feel.
Yo, you never seen that man? Yeah, you never seen that man shapeshift and Gotta watch some videos, man. Watch his eyes.
You gotta spend more time on YouTube, bro.
Number.
What was that?
Stop
your gesture,
ass.
Just by their teacher.
Stop it! There's enough talking. No. You're moving the fucking table. No, number 40 in a Gallo report. No, I don't know who it was.
Yo,
can
we change the name of this, bro?
What?
The Edo of Glau.
That's the whole point of this.
Bro, that's the stupidest fucking name I ever in my life.
You don't even know what it is.
Exactly. Change it to the fucking report. Like, with the report. Report
the Gallo, dude?
What is Edo?
Oh my goodness.
The report
ignorance.
Is good, but how about we drop the just report.
Report.
Why they even like what's up with fucking first three letters?
What's
like,
up with Edit Gow? Who the fuck?
We'll call
is
it the
that?
Port.
Right, now this is like again a regular podcasting where I get shitted on for why do we call it the Edit Gow report? I'm gonna explain this
if
again.
Nothing should ever
case
be called Edit
Gow. But he has like the worst memory, so I'm gonna have to tell him this every fucking episode.
Literally,
like, I have to tell him every time where
be
he lives.
Thing.
This
be
case
a
is closed.
But
I even gotta go
lived
there.
In Boca for 3 years.
Three?
You don't know how to get around.
If anyone knows like the years that he tells, get hired.
Adam,
like last week it was like. Adam, you live here for 2 years.
Adam.
And Adam's like, Adam, you've lived here for a month already.
Adam, did you or did you not? Actually, hold on.
Do you have
this
any concept of time, bro?
Did you or did you not
time is an
live
illusion,
here
bro.
when I was dating Shannon?
Who's Shannon?
Costello. The girl
the
I was
with. Girl.
No.
Bro,
shut up.
Why do you think I know who your girlfriends are?
You
I
know
just
Shannon.
Moved here.
You know Shannon.
I literally just got here.
He literally
bro.
Got here 2
He's
seconds
fucking
ago.
Trolling.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what you're saying.
He just used instant transmission.
Oh.
I'm a Transformer.
I met him when I was dating Shannon. It was 4 years ago. Whether or not he
must have
here,
been another Adam in your memory.
That's
slots.
When I did your video for what's it called? The one where we did with the black screen.
What kind of video?
The porno. Video when you were
come
sitting
on,
the stool.
Bro.
Shut up. Hold on.
Oh,
how often do I sit on stool?
Shut up.
Stop
all right,
everyone to shut up, bro.
Number four. That's your favorite word.
First, you just make up memories, and then you just say shut up.
Yeah,
that's
I
what
make
you
it
do.
Up memories.
That's
making
what you
up.
Do,
making
bro.
It up.
I met you outside. You told me to come in. I don't know who
you're getting
are
trolled
right
so hard.
He'll live in Boca for 10 years. He's like, bro, I just move here.
Getting trolled so hard.
What's it called?
Troll.
Devin. How do you pronounce your last name?
Aoki.
Sorry.
Oh,
is joining up. Arrow Season 3 as the character Katana, which is somewhat of a new
isn't a Katana a weapon?
She was in Sin City.
Oh, which, sweet. Isn't that that girl from Mortal Kombat?
That's a ninja sword.
She was Miho.
In Mortal Kombat?
Sin City.
I like Jake better.
I like Melina. Melina, if she had that mouthpiece.
Yeah, well, Melina's more of a freak.
You know this girl called me and she's, I don't know who it was, and she started singing to me on the phone and she wouldn't stop. She just finished the song and then she just, and the song was, I just called to say I love you. It was weird.
Okay, well, was the number blocked?
No, I have the number here. Should we call it on the Eddie Gallo?
We're going to pause the Eddie Gallo report to call this
number. Why not
keep
it on
the air? Why would you take it off?
Why not keep it on the air? See what happens?
No, yeah. I'm just saying, yeah, call. Yeah. I'm saying we're pausing at a Gallo report. All right, I need to bring up something else.
Where are we calling?
Call where they made, bro.
You want some penis? I could give you some penis.
Oh, shit. You just fart?
What should we do when she answers?
Start spitting like one of your rap love
songs. You just got fucking. You
know. Should we leave a message?
So they don't hear your phone number.
I let you just hear
it. Freestyle song.
Freestyle.
This is a straight freestyle off the dome.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yo. We kill it here on the regular.
Podcast.
On the podcast.
Bitch!
This we're sucks. On your ass.
Hang
you,
up.
Don't you ever call me again singing to me beautiful love songs. I'm gonna call you back when my... Ooh.
I'm on.
Lady, you're on live radio right now.
Live.
There's like 100,000 people listening to this right now. I hope you feel special.
She's on the world's arguably most regular podcast.
Yeah.
You know Mel Gibson listens to this show, right?
Mel Gibson's a homo.
He just hung up on that. That's sick. All right.
That was a perfect time to end the conversation there. Hope everyone knows that.
Next. Alright, what's it called? Number 5 on the Eddie Gallo Report. The Transformers 4 movie is the number one movie in the world.
I just
surprise.
Saw it. I just saw it.
Anyway,
how was it?
Alright, here's my official report. The special effects in this movie are next level. Like, it's fucking crazy. I loved it. It was a great movie. However,
even
it was
more
3 hours
than
long.
The first 3 movies?
It was 3 hours long, and I was sitting there, and I wanted to leave the entire time, no matter how awesome the movie was. It was the weirdest feeling. I would never see it again.
It's 3 hours long?
Hours long. And I went with a girl, and you'd think, like, you know, I'm supposed to... I was like, we can leave if you want to. I said that to her in the middle of the movie.
It was an awesome movie. Oh, but so in, like, the middle of the awesomeness, you just, like, look at her, like, you fuck this, you want to do?
Yeah, I was kind of like that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what did she say?
She was like, no, I want to see it. I just want to see it. I was like, all right.
I didn't just pay for this for no reason.
He got in it for free. But I'm saying, like, wow. I would say the same thing. I'd be like, dude, we're in the movie. Like, I'm sorry you're not enjoying yourself. Like,
No, I mean, because it was, like, so awesome. I didn't know if she knew that.
Swag is not, clearly not over 9,000.
Clearly.
Hell no.
Way below 9,000.
Bro, I mean, it was a good movie, but it's too fucking long, bro. I'll be honest with you.
Well, you saw the whole thing.
The whole thing. I stayed.
You're going to be, obviously.
We ended up staying.
It's
going to
be a fifth one.
What?
It's going to be a fifth one.
I don't know if I'll see it.
Was Shia LaBeouf's character, like...
It was Mark Wahlberg.
I know, but did she get to, like, his tombstone or anything?
Nah.
Like, him getting
hit. They didn't kill him back. They were talking.
Did they kill him off?
No.
I was listening
to an interview with Michael Bay.
Because Shia LaBeouf's character lived in Chicago. They referenced it a lot, like, the thing that happened in Chicago. But this took place in Arizona or New Mexico or something like that.
Nah, they, I saw an interview with Michael Bay. And he was saying that, they're going to bring back... That's the great thing about Transformers. We can just bring back old characters, new characters, old Transformers, new Transformers.
How he talks?
Yeah, that's exactly how he talks. Yeah, he's a speech impediment. That's fucked up. You make fun of him. Yeah. I'm sorry about that, Michael Bay. You're an asshole.
Shout out to Michael Bay. Follow me on Twitter.
Shout out to Michael Bay.
Make a movie for me.
I was actually in talks with Michael Bay about directing my next
porno
music video.
Yeah. It's gonna be just explode. Jackson's exploding.
What's that music video?
This is hold on within the realm of this this topic, so I'm not gonna make this own report because I just saw this. But Shia LaBeouf was arrested.
He was arrested for chasing a homeless man around.
This is not news.
Threatening him.
He's always being arrested.
Yeah. No, but it's just a little side thing to talk about. Why was he arrested? For real?
For running from like chasing a homeless man around, like trying to beat him up or some shit. Dude, Shia LaBeouf's gone crazy. Yo, probably the Illuminati trying to. He probably knows something. They're trying to make him look crazy, like Charlie Sheen.
He's on the drugs.
He's probably. I don't even know.
Amanda Bynes.
No, Britney Spears. No, he's not like that.
Michael Jackson.
What? Do you guys remember when he got into like a fight and it was on TMZ? Like he got into a fight outside of a club.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, but this guy like whipped his ass and someone from the crowd.
Oh, I saw that.
Where's Bumblebee now, asshole?
I saw that. It was probably Kanye West beating.
Probably.
That was really, really funny, bro.
Yo, hold on.
Where's Bumblebee now, motherfucker?
Good question. Who would win in a fight?
I'm Megatron, ho.
Who would win in a fight?
Start transforming now, bitch.
Are you done?
Transform out of this, bitch.
We'll wait for him to finish. Hold on.
I'm done, bitch.
Oh, now you're done?
Just suck some dick, bro.
No, I want to hear what you have to say.
Suck some dick, bro.
Yo, who'd win in a fight? Shia LaBeouf or Kanye West?
Who gives a point. Fuck?
The fucking constituents
who cares?
Of regular
podcasts. What are you
talking?
Do you
want to
see two guys? It's like, bro, that's like some.
Dude,
what are you saying?
You're trying to act like
what
people
are
don't
you
pay million.
Saying,
you're trying
bro?
To act like people.
Explain
don't
to people why anyone cares
if you
a
stop talking.
Fight
I could
would
explain
happen
it
between celebrities
if
that
stop
no
talking,
one gives
I
half
if
a
any,
fuck
if anybody
about.
Should be fine,
if
it's
stop
Matt
talking,
Coughlin.
Explain it.
Disaster.
I'll save that for later.
Yeah,
I'll save that for later. All right, I guess.
I'm glad we brushed that off.
What are you guys like?
Yo,
to, like,
hold on. What kind of pants are you wearing, bro?
I'm wearing sleepy pants.
look at
this video.
This guy's wearing like.
This is on Facebook.
What is going on?
I don't even know if it's a guy or a girl, bro.
I'm pretty sure that's a dude, bro.
No, he's got tits.
What is going on?
Yo, pause that. Not on the show. Don't do that.
Nobody
again.
Knows who that
you,
is.
Your video if you're going to put that up again. First of all, stop pulling up videos of trannies on Facebook.
Oh, that might have been a
tranny. Why are you looking for tranny videos?
Yeah, I don't know who you follow on Facebook there, buddy.
Gay bears?
Oh, well, yeah. That's probably what that was.
They deleted that, bro. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was cool.
What, naked
transsexuals
dancing around to
some weird ass music,
some hipster music.
Shout out to LGBT. We do not discriminate against transsexuals on this show.
We don't, but just Adam had to interrupt it with the loud, obnoxious music that she was dancing to. Yeah. All right,
if you can consider that dancing, I mean.
Well, what was that, twerking? Is that what twerking is?
That was no, thotting.
Thotting.
Oh my god, don't ever say that.
You a thot.
Oh,
bitch.
No, stop it. I get hurt every time.
You guys are terrible.
If the fucking glove fits, bro.
Wait, what? Where's this podcast?
Kyle Lowry has agreed to a 4-year, $48 million deal.
Now we're talking about sports?
No.
First of all, this is not a sports about sports, alright?
It's not a sports about sports.
You heard that correctly.
Wow.
First here on regular podcast. Where we going, chill?
Yeah, so this podcast has clearly gone off.
I am looking for things that I had brought up early on the Eddie Gao report. My window had crashed and I had lost all my news items, and I'm going through them
great
now, and I cannot find everything else that was furtherly brought up here. Now, that is probably.
Are you fancy, huh?
I am pretty fancy. Well, while I'm bringing up the next news report here, Sir Brandon,
huh?
I live with this guy, Johnny Baca.
Oh, really?
We play video games. What have you been playing, video game-wise? Mr. Posts on
NHL 12
all the time.
Titanfall?
Video games.
I've been destroying people.
You got
on Titanfall?
Titanfall?
Nobody will fuck with me on Titanfall. I'm sorry.
I would tear you up.
I play NHL 12 still.
You're not allowed to talk about sports in this podcast.
I'm playing. I'm on Titanfall MLG circuit. You can
is
find
that,
me at Alcoholic Semen Thrower.
Is that the door?
Boom!
His hair.
Is it here?
It's here or not?
He bet me a pizza that I wouldn't 10-0 him in Marvel, and I beat him 13-0.
I didn't bet him pizza. This nigga bet him pizza, and I was like, I don't care, whatever.
Nah, you bet, bro.
I didn't bet.
Well, you put money
like,
on
hey, that. When did I put money on it? I was like, I don't care how certain I am, I'll not put money down for anything.
Roll live again. Like, watch him. Watch
what wait, 10-0?
10-0.
In what game?
13-0.
Marvel versus Capcom.
Marvel vs. Capcom.
The first year of PAX, shut up.
Pizza's dank boy.
Is that good? Do you have a witch?
Dank boy. Shouts to Chun Li for the.
You'll probably. I mean,
he was drunk and high when I played.
Get the pizza boxes out of the table. Get them out of the table.
I could probably throw up a good fight against you.
You playing some?
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm good at Super Smash.
Pretty much the same game, bro.
It's pretty much.
Do it.
It's literally pretty much the same game, so you'll be straight.
Virtually every game is the same. You just press buttons.
You just press buttons and then, you know?
I mean, I'm pretty sure you're supposed to press buttons in every game. I don't know.
Not every game. You ever play the game, don't press the button?
You want to play it for real? I'll fucking play right now.
Speaking of fighting games, number 6 on the Edogawa report.
Pretty sure it's 7, but what is going on?
Oh, no, we have
the
screen.
Stupid ass.
We're going to throw down, bro.
He has the screen.
Stepped off.
He has the screen. We can't.
So check this out.
He was like, you guys are leaving?
Oh, Evo.
Number 6.
Number fucking alert. 6 on the Edogawa report, Evo is going on, and the number one game going on right now is the new Street Fighter.
Dude, there's 2,000 entrants to the Ultra Street Fighter 4 tournament, and it's like the most there's ever been in an Evo. And everyone was talking about how like Marvel's dead now, and like it's the second most entered game in like 1,400 entrants. But like, dude, like Chris G's gonna win Evo. Because he has the cheapest fucking team in Marvel.
Which
and
is?
Then, but Ultra Street Fighter 4 is just fucking going to toss up.
There's a new Street Fighter coming out.
Justin Wu is going
to
win.
It's already out.
It's basically an update to
Justin Wong is
4.
Really fucking good at fighting games.
Was he
like,
one of
like the celebrity of fighting? Well, you guys know
yeah, well, he can, like,
wasn't
he's
the
won
one
a major in, like,
they
virtually every fighting game.
Shit,
like, he's won in a lot of fighter.
Wasn't
from
he that one guy?
Now.
Hold on. Wasn't just one
like
that one guy that was playing, and then, like,
no,
Chun-Li
what?
Hit him with the ultra, and he just
no,
popped every
no,
hit?
That was, he was playing, but he was Chun-Li. He was playing a guy named
Daigo
Umehara.
That nigga is so
he's gonna
wrong,
be at Evo this year, bro. Like, he's playing ultra.
Watch the N-word, bro.
How many times have you guys said the N-word in the song? You guys said nigger.
That was even worse.
Yeah, I was joking. I asked you not to say it. Don't say it.
Don't say it unless you're joking.
Oh, okay. Alright, I'm sorry.
Shout out to Akuma. Follow me on Twitter. At Young Desh.
Akuma does have a Twitter.
Shout out to the Ku Klux
Klan. Oh, yeah, you can say that
follow
shit. You can say that shit, but you can't say
it. Joking, clearly.
Yo, follow me. K.
Hey. Follow me, fucking. Follow me. BlackPeopleHaters.com.
That's really good, bro. Keep doing it.
I am. I'm doing it.
Not gonna do this again. You guys keep it up. Like G shit. Number, wait. Before we leave 6.
Alright, whatever.
Before we leave 6, anything else to say? I mean, Blaze Blue, I noticed.
Oh, yeah. They have Blaze Blue. They have Skullgirls. Oh, Killer Instinct. Killer Instinct got like a really bad turnout.
Injustice
is even worse.
Tekken Tag is still, and King of Fighters is still.
Injustice
no
has the least
here?
Amount of entrants
no,
in all the games, which doesn't
I'm
make
sure
sense
it's probably one of the smaller play games.
What? Y'all ever watch Mugen?
No, dude,
I love Mugen.
Injustice has the least
no
amount of entrants of any game in the tournament.
How many?
Well, it's on.
No?
It's like 300 something.
Well, it's on the list. It's not.
What's that, Drake?
Yeah, go for it. what's it called?
Have you guys played Mugen?
Well, I know it's the engine, but it's not really a game.
I like that game.
But,
no,
this.
But yeah,
no,
fighting game,
bro.
You
can't have the good
okay
shit. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, dude, you gotta have sugar juice.
No, I got some Kool-Aid in the drawer. Get some sugar, water.
No, he's just sorry, bro.
This man's about to cry.
We actually don't have any sugar, so.
Yeah, we just have that fruit.
Should I drink out of the plate?
Right, just use your finger because you're so sweet.
We're balling on a budget, dude.
There's an unmade pasta bowl here sitting here. This isn't even made.
That's fucking Jackson, bro.
I was
gonna
make that later.
All
I wasn't sure
time
pizza was coming. I had to prepare.
What do you want me to do seriously with this? Like,
just drink it out of the jug.
I came down here. There was just that bowl was full of macaroni and cheese. I was like,
bro, I don't really know how you want me to drink this.
The glass in the sink.
regular podcast does not have.
Can I found it?
Can I
found
it? Have cups.
I'll found it if you
Wait,
want.
Wait, there's a cup over there.
Hold on, I'm gonna show you. Well, I can found it if you want.
No, don't fountain my goddamn drinks.
Yeah, this is great right now. This is
real entertaining
quality. This is professionalism at its finest.
Welcome once again to
amazing.
The Let's
see how much
to
this we're gonna have to edit out.
That's all we gotta do.
See how much this we're gonna have to edit out. It's gonna be great. Go ahead, Deshi. Mike's yours. All right,
so
spotlight's yours. Tell us a story.
All right, so once upon a time.
All right, enough with the nonsense. Back to action. What's it called? Well, this one's going to lead to a couple little segues. Constantine is coming to the Injustice prequel comic book. And as well, I wanted to bring up another little thing, number 7 on the Edogawa report. Johnny Baca was right. We actually just got to see the pilot for Constantine, the NBC show that is based off of the comic book Hellblazer. And I saw an article here where, you're right, he's not allowed to smoke on TV.
So dumb.
Which is weird. I don't know why. Can you guys explain while
smoke
I read
what?
The article?
Can't
cigarettes.
Smoke cigarettes
he
can't
on TV.
Smoke cigarettes on network cable.
Isn't that like his thing or something?
Because
yeah, he's like
you're not allowed to advertise cigarettes.
Sykes.
Really?
You can advertise murder, rape, and all this stuff.
It's not necessarily advertising,
but
it's
you
not
can.
A product.
It's like directly on the
so they
want
seriously, the network didn't have any scenes of like a cigarette? Is that like a, what is that?
It's
a
like a but it's like a major part of his character. Like
yeah,
he,
which is really weird. Like
he,
that's
like he gets lung cancer. And
I'd be
like,
pissed if I was like a fan of that character.
Yeah. That's like playing a part in a film.
Dude,
and
you're telling
not even
me
acting.
And like I mean, there are just different parts of it that were cheesy as fuck. Like at the beginning, like he puts his hand on this woman's head and she like shoots across the fucking room. Like I'm like, what is
hold on. Before we get into the cigarette thing, me and you saw that today. Like you didn't even really tell me what you thought.
I mean, it's they're following like the
seems to be more
a Hellblazer storyline that Alan Moore wrote, where there's like this demon Nergal, and like there's an event before the story starts that happens that gets like his friend killed and. This little girl gets her soul like banished to hell to be tormented for eternity, and
sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So he's coming after this demon to like get this little girl's soul back, and like you know there's like other characters like there's an angel who follows him around and
sounds like Supernatural.
Tells well.
Who
yeah.
loves that?
Let me read the article. For comic book fans, NBC's Constantine has showed promise, especially as far as the character is concerned. Actor Matt Ryan has took the lead. The trench coat and accent are part of what makes John Constantine John Constantine. Now, however, since the initial character reveal, one question has kept fans on edge. Will Constantine smoke? caught up with the pilot director, Neil Marshall, he did The Descent and Game of Thrones a couple episodes. That's awesome.
Who's responsible for the banishing?
The Descent was a good movie.
What do you mean?
The network?
Probably.
The FCC, whoever's in charge of the cable.
We're really being censored now. I don't know if people notice that, but even on the radio and the TV, it's just getting worse and worse. They're censoring everything.
The censor, I feel like, is, if anything...
He's getting less.
They're changing stories.
Yeah.
That, no.
Like, if you, like watching Hannibal on TV, like...
Watching some of the shit they put on TV now compared to what they put on in, like,
it's,
the early 90s,
yeah.
It's, like, night and day, bro.
Dude,
like,
watch Adult
like,
Swim. Boondocks? Like,
yeah.
Not even that. Like
no, I'm talking
being,
about...
Like, they quite... They, I don't mean to interrupt.
Like movies, like when they post movies,
well, not
like
even
movies aren't the same when they put them on TV.
Well, the thing is, everyone
they cut scenes and
well,
they do
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
It's like if you're gonna tell a story, it's like somebody put words into that and then you cut it and you change the words and you have them ad lib. Like if they said, "Oh fuck that shit," they said, "Oh mess that shit." Like they add, like literally go in the studio and like I feel like that's.
I remember what it's funny you say that. Yeah, I remember Scary Movie 2, a rated R movie, which is like primarily their jokes are like
that's why they
fuck
do it
you
though.
And. Dicks and boobs and stuff. It was on Comedy Central, and I was like, this is weird. Like, how are they going to get away with this? I wanted to see what, like, how badly they butchered it, and it was like unwatchable. Couldn't watch it.
It's like music on the radio.
It's a disgrace.
It was like a Lil Wayne. So I was like, damn it.
Yeah, they're not even songs anymore. It's just little snippets.
But the thing is, you guys got to realize that, like, Well, not so much for, like, the butchering on TV and stuff, but, like, actual movies and stuff. They're trying to, like, censor that shit because, like, they have to stay at PG-13 because you have a wider audience. Even though people are going to sneak in no matter what, like, to rated R movies, but, like, they get more ticket sales for PG-13 compared to rated R.
You know the next Expendable movies is going to be PG-13?
Yeah. They're trying. That's why.
No, but it's funny. Like, Expendables 2, like, I saw that movie, and I was like, why is this movie rated R?
I haven't watched any of the Expendables.
Because Sylvester Stallone's tits are in it.
The Expendables is literally like the movie version of a hard-on with a gun. Like, just imagine a penis with like a machine gun, and that's what the Expendables is.
Shit. A penis with a machine gun. Yeah. That's groundbreaking.
Like, every fucking, action movie trope all just...
What's your favorite action movie?
Oh, God. I don't know.
One of my most favorite in recent memory is probably Captain America.
Equilibrium, maybe?
Captain America.
Oh, yeah.
The new one.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
That movie was amazing.
Oh, dude. You count comic book movies.
I don't take them seriously. Like,
I wouldn't even have said that. Throwing the shield at people. I cannot take it seriously.
No. I wouldn't. Nah, dude.
And Hawkman?
No.
I can't take
Did you see what they made Hawkman look like in that movie?
Yeah.
They made him look like a
Hawkeye.
Pussy.
No.
Hawkeye, whatever. I don't know what
it is. He's raw as shit. Are you serious?
No, he is raw, but in the movie they made him look
No, and now you're talking about
Falcon.
No,
the black guy
Falcon
with the wings.
Yeah.
They made him look like such a bitch.
Have you ever seen Falcon's like costume?
No, he's probably raw.
No. You can't put that costume in live action. You would look worse.
They made him look like a little girl helping out.
Basically he looks like the Marvel version of him. He looks like a white Power Ranger with like red stripes. It looks like a fucking idiot. So yeah, like
I was actually gonna say, we were actually gonna talk about this last week, but he's getting his own like thing, right?
Ooh,
I read about this. Yeah,
it's probably gonna be PG-13.
What's his name? Falcon or whatever.
No,
yeah. Yes, it was. I was reading about his. Guess who's supporting character in Captain America 2 is getting his own like not his own movie, but like his own like you know thing. I'm telling you, look it up. Go ahead, look it up and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah, next thing you're going to tell me you're making a Birdman.
This supporting actor.
They are making a Birdman movie, too. That sucks.
You see that whole COVID? Shouts out to James Franco.
Yeah, that's my follow me on Twitter.
Which is totally irrelevant, but...
Number 8 or 9. Fucking always lose track. You guys are getting me all over the place. Bryan Singer reveals the X-Men Apocalypse first little snippet thingy. He posted a picture on Instagram, and it's of the new movie. Let me read it down here. Instagram tease treatment of the X-Men sequel Apocalypse. Beware some spoilers below. The image below, spoilers, reveals the movie opens up with a sequence in line with the coda from Days in the Future and the Past, with the four horsemen of the apocalypse in Egypt battling...
An army of thousands.
Shut up. We can assume that they mean ancient Egypt, but the image of the page doesn't specifically say.
That's
really it's like the kids in class read over you to make
did
you sound
dumb. Oh, I guess he posted a picture then of the script without it leaked. Doesn't say. Who does that?
You guys remember that in like school? You would read over
you. See X-Men? Adam?
I didn't. I love Jennifer Lawrence, though.
Jennifer Lawrence is amazing.
We talked about it last time.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked before it
came out. We definitely did.
Yeah. Before it came out.
I didn't like that.
Let me know when I can change a topic.
Bro, oh my God, this is going to be so wrong. When we got out of the X-Men movie, we sat and watched the credits, and he comes out and he goes, "Who is that girl?"
Hell yeah, I thought it was a girl too.
He goes, "Oh, it was Apocalypse." I was like, "Apocalypse was like a fucking bitch, dude."
I thought it was a girl too.
Oh no.
Yeah.
And I thought he was like a fake ass Magneto because he was moving like stone, and I'm like, kind of
so much
cheap ass
a fake Magneto, Fagneto.
Fagneto. Submit that to the to the what's it called to the
I think it's a Fagneto.
Fagneto.
I'm calling the cops.
How is Magneto able to control robots?
Because he put metal in them.
Yeah,
that
makes a lot of sense.
It does. He knew they were going to be produced. He wired all of the robots with like metal train tracks, actually, which is kind of dangerous.
So that's his. I didn't know that was Magneto's power that he could control robots.
Okay, anyway, next topic.
Hold on. Let's see what he has to say. Is that his part of his powers that he can control robots?
Yes, it's his part of his powers. Next topic.
No. Thank you. I'm waiting for a response. Answer me my question, Mr. X-Men.
Please, answer the question so we can go on to the next topic, because, you know, this is obviously a hard question.
Fagnito. Shouts to Fagnito.
Follow me on Twitter.
I'm going to make a Fagnito Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter.
Make a Fagnito Twitter.
I'm just going to, like, Photoshop all of Magneto's, like,
but like
the gay bears.
Stuff like that. Let's just say that it's number 9. Number 9, a new Final Fantasy game was announced for the mobile in Japan.
BBC.
Which fucking sucks. I was hoping that it was going to be a cool Final Fantasy game. It's a fucking shitty mobile game and nobody cares about it.
I heard they announced Decoded for fucking Kingdom Hearts and I was like, who gives a shit?
They released that as a 3DS game? No, it was a
it was like part of
DS
a game.
Game.
It was part of another game.
Excuse me. I feel like we're getting to the last little spam of the, what's it called, Itagawa Report. Before I bring any other news topics, a little segue here. Have you guys been keeping up with, like, the new Star Wars movies? Or the Star Wars movie that they're working on?
I saw that, like, a fucking, I don't know, whatever, airplane jet fell on Harrison Ford.
Yeah, is that?
Yeah.
An airplane jet fell on him?
I don't know what fell on him.
Something wrong with
an airplane jet.
You got fucked up on set.
I have no idea what's going on.
Adam is just grilling Deshi hard right now. He's making him uncomfortable.
They're all endoplasmic jellies.
True.
Oh, what the fuck?
Number 9 in the Itagawa Report. Do you guys remember the show Community? It was canceled.
Nah, bro. Community. Remind me again with that show. It's been like almost a year since I've seen an episode.
It's a shitty fucking show. It was canceled and it was brought back by Yahoo. I didn't know Yahoo is now dealing with network.
They're not. They definitely trolled you.
Huh? No, I'm serious.
Really?
No, yeah. If you ever watch Community. It's number 8 on the Itagawa Report.
Yahoo is not a network.
No, but they're funding the revival back of the show.
Get a Yahoo account, bro. Fuck Netflix.
Oh, my goodness.
We're never having this many
I got a sick topic.
And especially you.
I got a sick topic.
You're never coming.
All right, what is your topic
next time?
Here's my topic. Ever since the whole Facebook era has reached our society, girls have been finding ways of posting really, really super cool profile pictures. And it's come to the point where a lot of girls have seen other girls be prettier than they are, so they try to be models, and they try to make these profile pictures. So I went on Facebook today, and right now, and I saw this girl post a profile picture, and I just wanted to share it with everybody because I don't know why I find this hilarious. I have a certain kind of personality. You might not. I'll go home. But look at this. This is her trying to be a model. And it's more than a ha-ha laugh. It's more of just like an internal laughing.
Like, why is she looking so up at her
eyes? Looks like that one girl.
I can't stop laughing.
She wants the D, bro.
She looks like she's taking a load all over her face. Just saying. That's all I had to say, really.
Dude, listen. That you just changed my life with that. Like, thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, girls,
yeah, make sure she follows me on Twitter.
Adam,
girls
don't
have to do much to get attention.
Hold on, I want to hear this.
I don't care what they say about you, bro. I think you're cool, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Adam's alright.
Don't listen to everyone else.
He has some good ideas.
Don't listen to the hype.
You have haters.
I mean, I just have so many people telling me that I'm not cool enough, so that I constantly try to prove myself. I'm so glad to have you.
You don't have to.
What the fuck is that?
You do it. You just are.
I act like a lady and think like a boss.
That's a good way to live, man.
Who was that?
Hey, let's talk about sports.
Trying to not make sure that it's ended because there's so much shit that I had a year before. What happened?
So, anyway,
let's talk about our concert.
We'll get to that in a second.
Bro, we're deleting this podcast.
It's like the world's most regular podcast. Like, today was particularly regular.
Today was the world's worst regular.
Like, we've got some quality things. Like,
I really don't think it was that bad.
No.
I think we killed it.
Well, you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, our fans do, and whoever the hell decides to click on this.
Did you know we had people knocking on our door today? Like, where's the podcast? So many fans.
They were banging, dude. They were all banging.
I always get people in the street just like, yo,
I think I'm getting this trolling thing. I think I'm getting it. I'm going to bring it to my side of my friends, and they'll have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, but I'll know.
Adam, this is so cute.
My friends are all sports fans. You have like, friends. I have all sports. My friends are all, like, into sports and shit, so it's like, they don't do this kind of shit, like, podcasts.
Yeah, dude, because so, nobody knows who trolling is, so
yeah, good. I'm going to bring nobody trolling knows. Over to the other side. Yeah, I'm the carrier.
Good. You're literally good. I'm nobody like knows what trolling is. So.
Yeah, basically, we're just... You're patient we're, zero. We're the trend... We set trends for the trendsetters.
We're so. Ground zero right here, guys.
But all right, I'm not going to drag on the Edgar report. We'll get into our topics at the second half of the show. We've been going for about 40 minutes now. This has been another slow week, just not much interesting things.
Short.
I mean, not necessarily news, particularly. We're going to get in our topics in a second, Deshi, so we'll be a little bit more focused. If anything, again, is brought up before that I pulled up for the Edgar report, I'll bring it up casually during conversation. We're going to get into our topic side of regular podcasts. We're going to try to be a little bit more focused. The first half, we're just goofing around, eating pizza, getting drunk, smoking drugs. You know how it goes.
I can't shave his legs.
You know how it be, all right? So that ends what always has been and sadly will probably be forever told in some alternate universe that I am not a part of. But it'll probably
we're your reptilian masters.
It probably won't be called regular podcast. It'll probably be called like interesting podcast, like a little bit more interesting podcast.
Ball sack.
But anyways, though, that ends Editor Gal report.
Subliminal messages.
My phone is tight like vice grips, nicer than ice picks, and dank like white crip. Boy, you know I'll do that dime quick. I'm getting escalated. I don't got time for that wife ish. Yeah, cause none of these hoes matter. They got no atoms, so I throw a bone at her.
Back to regular podcasts. More formed. Chaos is gone. We got food in our bellies. We're doing topics of the week. Adam, you want to talk about the sports? Talk to me about the sports. What's going on with the sports?
It's real. It's real interesting.
Some people are switching over teams. You're upset. Why is this upset?
And I need Baka here to talk to me about sports.
Yeah, part two of Baka leaving halfway through the podcast again. Thanks, Baka.
Anyway, the Heat have a large problem here. They have to re-sign three huge players, that being LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, as well as trying to keep them in Miami by signing new free agents such as Kyle Lowry, who just signed to Toronto. So that's a huge deal because since Kyle Lowry's gone, it kind of shows that Pat Riley, who's the GM of the GM of the Heat, he's supposed to be the one orchestrating this whole thing to get LeBron James to stay in Miami. LeBron, it's all with LeBron. So the fact that Kyle Lowry signed to Toronto is not good news for Heat fans.
You see, Cleveland's trying to get what's his name?
Pau Gasol.
Yeah, not Pau
Gasol. He's gonna go to OKC probably.
It's not Cleveland,
but isn't that common though? Like after like you know finals and stuff like that, like contracts are over and people are switching teams. And
yeah,
stuff.
Of course. But well, I mean the whole thing.
I don't know much about sports. I'm asking.
Here's the thing: LeBron started out in Cleveland. He got to a championship, but he lost. And he can't win in Cleveland, so he came to Miami. When he came, he didn't really pussy out. He wants to go where he's going to win. That's acceptable. If you're the best player in the world, you should be able to win. So he goes to Miami, creates the big three, starts this whole new era in basketball where you have to team up with the best players to win a championship.
Who are the other like notable guys? From
he didn't
the
start
heat?
That.
Well, hold on. He did start that. Bro, what are you talking about?
2008
when
Celtics.
Has there ever
2008
been,
Celtics.
When has there ever been a big three come from different teams and gone together to make a championship?
2008
Who?
Celtics.
Name the players.
Okay, Paul Pierce.
Who was already on the Celtics.
Okay, and Dwayne Wade was on the Heat. Dwayne Wade was on the Heat.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, then there you go.
What about Chris Bosh?
Okay, Chris Bosh.
Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce were both on the Celtics.
No, they were not.
Yes,
they were.
What are you
Kevin
saying?
Kevin Garnett came from Timberwolves, and Ray Allen came from Seattle. What are you smoking, bro?
God. That was before 2008, bro. What are you saying?
2008 is the year they came together, and it's the same year they won the championship.
Oh,
I'll pull it up right now and show
you're crazy.
You. Okay, all right.
You're crazy.
All right.
Anyway, before you really interrupt me like you always do.
Novice here. What is the argument?
Alright, so
Norris Cole.
That's all he talks about.
Norris Cole, follow me on Twitter at YoungDish.
Norris Cole's gone.
Nah, bro.
Wait, so hold on. Explain to me your argument.
Basically, the whole thing about this is it's like if we can't convince LeBron James to stay, two things are gonna happen. He's going to leave, and I guess all of Miami is going to be a LeBron hater, just like Cleveland was a LeBron hater. And I don't think he's going to get a lot of respect because you can do this move once. I don't know if you can do it twice. Where you can move to different teams. I feel like he's like... around, you know, he wants a max contract.
It was exactly. Weird, like, when Michael Jordan left the Chicago Bulls for me.
Well, he, like, when I left, used to follow, I think he got like, traded.
What?
To Wizards.
Did he?
Man!
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Come on now.
He wasn't really always Bulls. Didn't he go back to the Bulls eventually, though? After that?
They were saying
He left NBA to go do MLB or whatever, and then didn't work out, and he came back, and he went
was
back
he,
to
the Bulls. Was he, like, terrible baseball player? Hold on. Wait, everybody.
Oh, look who decided to join us.
Johnny Baca back in the building, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, so, want to look at this real quick? Check it out.
Hold on. Catch Johnny Baca up.
Sorry, you guys are really loud.
Thanks. So,
what do you think is going to happen with the Heat?
LeBron says he wants a max deal, so I don't see how the Heat can afford to pay him $22 million. Like, this is what the CBA is set up to prevent, is exactly what the Heat are doing.
But they said that Chris Bosh and D-Wade were willing to take massive pay cuts.
Well, I mean, if they're both, like, if one of them's going to get, like, a mid-level exception, I don't even know if they have any. Like, that's the thing. They've spent so much money on, like, aging veterans.
Yeah.
Over, like,
for one-year deals.
Yeah. Like, that's why they let Mike Miller go last year.
Shane Battier's gone now because he's a, you know, he's a college analyst now.
Yeah, he retired.
He's old as shit, dude. Like,
yeah. He was still playing well, though.
I mean, I've been saying that about them all year, is that they're just too old.
So you think it's the end of the big three in the Heat?
Wait, what is the big three?
Hold on a second.
Hold on, get on. Go back to the top.
There's going to be a new revolution, see?
New revolution.
That argument that we just had.
With who, bro?
No, we need to go back to our
argument. I think people are sleeping.
They can't even pick up a free agent, bro.
I'm confused.
Right now, like, their answer is, like, Shabazz Napier. Like, when you're letting a player make, like, general management decisions, like LeBron said he wanted Shabazz Napier,
so he went out and got
him. So they went and got him,
right?
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did. He said he's his favorite person in the draft.
He said that before the draft had even happened. He just said it was his favorite player. He didn't say he wanted to go to the Heat.
Oh, obviously, that's what that means.
He had said it. Like, I listen, I mean, okay, they talk about it on like ESPN radio. Like,
they're basically showing LeBron, you said he's your favorite player. We went out and got him for you. Stay in Miami. That's what Pat Riley's message to LeBron is.
But, like, is Shabazz, if you have Shabazz Napier in that finals against the Spurs, does it make a difference?
Who knows? We haven't seen him on an NBA court before.
I mean,
probably not, but most likely not.
They were pretty decisive victories.
Yeah.
When you say the big three,
guys like Patty Mills.
Is that, like, three specific players that
made a lot of money?
It's basically three superstars on one team.
Yeah. Like, the Celtics were the first ones who did it, like, in the modern era. Yep. It was, like, they got Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce.
So, usually, like, before, there would only be, like, one, like, real.
Yeah, because the way the NBA is set up, there's a salary cap. So, you have X amount of money to spend for your entire roster. So, you have 11 or 12 players, and you have, like, say, like, $70 million to divide between them.
Right.
So, like, you have to make decisions, like, when it comes to... If you have a star player like LeBron, you know he's going to eat up
like
a huge amount of your cap space.
What do you mean cap space?
You only have a certain amount of money.
Say you're paying LeBron $22 million a year. That's a max deal. Then now instead of $70 million to spend, now you have $48 million left.
To
spend
to play
on the rest
team.
Of your 10 players.
Right.
So when you get three players
What would, like, the regular players could play? Like, if you
like,
he'd be like 22. Like,
an average player, like a role player, will get between like 5 to 10 million. Like, someone
and
like Kyle Lowry, who they're talking about, is like
seven.
That guy is a guy who made himself a lot of money in the playoffs, but like he'll get like the Raptors were willing to offer him $14 million, which is kind of overpaying him because he played well in the playoffs, but like, if the Heat get him, he's going to have to take a pay cut. Like, they can't pay him more than, like, $6 or $7 million. And if you do go over the cap, there's something called the luxury tax. So for every dollar that you spend on a player over the luxury tax, you pay, like,
fees.
2.5 times that amount. So say you're paying Kyle Lowry $14 million. If you're the Heat, you're going $7 million over the cap. Now at the end of the season, you pay $18 million to the league just for that player.
So the way the big three come together is, like, they take pay cuts so that you can afford all three players.
Yeah, if you
and they're willing to do that again, but LeBron wants a max deal. And LeBron, they didn't win the championship last year. I think if he goes anywhere, it's going to be Houston. But who? I don't even know if he's going to leave. I mean, it doesn't look good right now.
Where's he from?
I mean, I think Cleveland. I think LeBron is someone who wants to win. Like, I mean, I don't like the guy personally, but I mean, I respect him as a player.
He just wants to win.
And he wants to win. And if he wants to win, his best bet is to go to Chicago because they have
Melo.
Melo's not. I mean,
he's going to Chicago, bro.
Yeah, he's not saying he's going to destroy that team, like, because he plays.
But isn't defense. Like the Heat considered like up top?
The Heat have been to the championships the past 4 years in a row. That's so why
would
winning.
He, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why that, would he walk if, away
if,
from that?
Exactly. I don't think so he should walk away from that. And I think as a superstar player, if you go to the championship 4 years in a row, you have to win.
He's probably just threatening. He's like, I'm going
to
leave.
That's what everyone says. It's not that. He's just trying to put pressure on him.
The way he puts pressure on him is by opting out of his deal. And Pat Riley's not doing anything besides getting Shabazz Napier, or whatever.
Because he thinks he can win with, like, scared, with, like, what's it called? Pride tactic. He's like, oh, if you really want to win, you have to not walk away or something like that.
Pat Riley said that. No, what LeBron wants is Shabazz Napier, a good point guard, and they need a big free agent signing. They need a big man because Odin didn't work out. They need a big man. Somebody like fucking Pau Gasol.
But that's the thing, though. Any free agent that they bring in is going to have to take a pay cut. Like, why would Trevor Ariza go to Miami and get the mid-level deal.
He said he was not going to do a pay cut.
Yeah, exactly.
So, we're kind of fucked.
Like,
it sounds dumb.
You get rid of all those players, Miami just goes back to... You know what? Like,
we're gonna not be good.
Wait, how long has this trio like been together?
4 years.
This is usually what happens.
It's funny, too. Like, it's probably been, about 4 years like since I started like seriously getting into music. And everyone's like talking about the heat. Prior to that, like... I don't remember people giving a shit about our.
They won in 2006.
I have a question. What's up with the NBA like being able to like stop trades and stuff? Because like this brings back to Chris Paul when he was about to go to the Lakers and they just stopped.
Well, it's the owners. Like if you're in a fantasy football league and you make a trade that's like Adrian Peterson for like. Some fucking scrub tight end. Yeah.
Is that what they're doing?
Then the league can veto the trade.
All the owners get together and they vote. It's like Congress.
So who are they trading him for? Because like if he would have been on that team, that would have been ridiculous. It was gonna be like
Chris Paul was going to the Lakers.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It would have been Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul, Paul Gasol, and Steve Nash, Dwight Howard.
Meta World Peace.
Oh my god. Meta
World
Steve Howard. Nash and Dwight Howard.
That was before Howard got there.
That was before?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't they play together? Didn't Steve Nash and Howard play together on the Lakers?
Yeah, Nash was there. But Chris Paul, they were getting him before they got Steve Nash and Dwight
Howard. Saying, like, what was the trade going to be then? Did they have to veto
it? Yeah,
because they were getting, like
draft picks,
pennies probably. For, you know, they were paying pennies for Chris Paul. And, like, the way they got Pau Gasol was sort of, like, the same way. Like, they got him for almost nothing.
That's crazy.
Like a couple of expiring contracts. And, I mean, the league was just like, no, you're not going to keep doing this.
We could use Marcin Gortat.
Because that's
Marcin Gortat would help you guys
a lot. He's a free agent, right?
Yeah, but Gortat, too. Like, I mean, the Wiz... That's the thing. All these free agents that everyone's talking about are people who have... the teams that they're at have the money to pay them. So it's like, why wouldn't
they
want
to win? It's like, if they have that winning attitude, they'll come to Miami. But, because Miami has all the keys, bro.
Bro, everyone just saw Miami get totally dismantled in the playoffs, and everyone knows they don't have the money to put together, like, a supporting cast for the team.
What do you think about dropping D-Wade?
I'm not a Heat fan, so I'm for it. But people are sentimental about it.
Well, not being a Heat fan, you probably have better perspective in it because you're not biased.
Yeah, I mean,
so what do you think about dropping D-Wade? What do you think?
Absolutely.
I think they need to do that.
34-year-old with knee problems.
He's not consistent. And I think he ruins the chemistry of the team when he plays half the games. And then he comes in the playoffs. I mean, I wonder if that's honestly... The East is so weak, that's why they got to the championship. And it's like, when they got to the championship, they just looked completely dismantled. They had no chemistry.
I wouldn't say the East.
Well, the reason they got exposed is because they have no depth.
Yeah.
And the
bench
Spurs
sucks.
Are 10 deep.
But. Yeah. The Spurs had a better bench. And it's all about bench. And it's a long series.
And a part of the reason for that is Greg Popovich like knows how to manage his players.
He out-coached Spoelstra.
Yeah. Well, during the season also is a big part of it. Like, there wasn't one player on the team who averaged more than like 32 minutes a game for the Spurs.
Yeah, and he started D out in game two.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, that was just like a matchup move because he knows D out is somebody who looks
great.
For the pass before his own shot. And like
D out's an underrated
and he's good in the paint. He's a free agent, too.
I read an interesting article about him on Grantland where it talks about how, like, that's why coaches have always been, like, frustrated with him because he's a European-style player, so he's always looking to pass first.
Yeah.
And, like, he's an amazing scorer, and, like, everyone saw that.
He's got crazy moves, and he's fast.
Yeah, he can guard every, like, the one through the four. So, I mean, if you have a power forward who can guard point guards, like...
Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard.
What a great fucking job on LeBron.
I've been saying for, like, months that he's the best player in the world right now.
Why do people say Anthony Davis, bro? Like, really, do you think he's coming up?
What did he play for?
Besides his eyebrows. Pelicans. Like, dude, everyone's saying Anthony Davis is the new LeBron. One day he's going to be great. I honestly haven't heard a peep out of this guy. I don't know where.
Hold on, not to backtrack real quick.
Back to the Hornets?
Nah, Charlotte's taking the Hornets. Not to backtrack, but I think the main reason he should drop Dwayne Wade is because that stupid-ass statement he said. He's like, the Dwayne Wade you see is the Dwayne Wade you're going to get until I'm done playing basketball. Get the fuck off my team, then. If you're going to be a scrub and you're going to be complacent with that, then get the hell off my team. That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah, I suck. I'm going to continue to suck. Sorry. Then get the fuck out of my team. That's ridiculous. I know about you guys. That's what I'm going to say.
Clear some cap room with him.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, Norris Cole.
Norris Cole.
No,
shout out to Norris.
No, but he's the thing. Like, even
that's a mistake. Letting
even
Norris Cole.
Like, even is, I was like during the, even
Chalmers.
During the
Chalmers. Get rid of
Chalmers. But we need Norris Cole. He's won two championships and came into the league.
Yeah, exactly. Because like even during the final series, like I seen, like I was just going through like random clips on YouTube, and like one of the ESPNs on ESPN they invited Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah, he was like Norris Cole's playing better than Chalmers.
Yeah, it's exactly. If you've been
this watching, is true. Anybody watching can
like
see
Chalm,
it.
Like
is Cole considered top here?
No, he's
not
like
yet.
Hit.
But
he's a little short guy.
He's
and
he's,
he fucking out hustles every except Patty Mills. Dude, this Patty Mills,
bro.
I can't stop.
Bro, I think it was like last year or the year before, he freaking swerved Derrick Rose when Derrick Rose was still playing. I think during the regular season it was, and that shit. And even like no, and even I think it was last year, when he dunked during the one of the I think it was against the Bulls during the regular season. Everybody went fucking crazy. Like it was, like they wasn't expecting him to dunk. He's like compared to most basketball players, he's short. Like 6'1".
You are the biggest Norris Cole fan.
Yeah, you guys are giving Norris Cole way too much credit.
No, he just loves Norris Cole. We need to get Norris Cole on a track with that shit.
Norris Cole is the man, bro. He can steal the ball, bro. Like he brings energy. Norris Anderson needs to go.
Norris, if you're in position all the time. If you listen to a regular podcast, Norris, follow Vic Von Doom and
you know
Young Deshi.
He's probably gonna. I don't know. I feel Chris like
Anderson's out,
be like,
he doesn't even want
like
to
next
play
next
even
want to
play for
that's
you.
That's the thing. Your team is
Tony
so
Parker.
Old,
watch
like.
Out. Like,
yeah, no offense. I don't really even consider. Like, the reason. Like, when I watch Heat games, I kind of feel like Eric Spoelstra. Like, you can say whatever you want. Like, maybe don't believe me. But I don't. I look at him and I see him kind of like clueless. Like, he's yelling at them. But at the same time, I feel like the players are just like. Yeah, whatever. And they do whatever they want, and then they end up making it happen. Like, I feel like they're the ones who won the finals the last 2 years, not him.
That's you being a Heat agent.
I'm not being
when
a Heat
agent. When the sports are going on, like, these two are, like, funniest posts. I don't know why. I just, when I read your guys' posts, when you guys have sports to go, it's basketball, it's him, it's, he just goes crazy.
You don't win two championships as a just
no,
coach
dude, look,
that
like,
just stands there.
I'm biased to the Heat, because I live in Florida, so, like, if they win, cool, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. But like, at the same time, like I'm telling you, like I've watched these games, and like especially like the first season, okay, like when they all came together, okay, I understand like you're nervous and everything. But like he just doesn't have that commanding presence. Like you see coaches like Coach Popovich, and everyone just shuts the fuck up and listens to him when he speak. When he's doing it, it's kind of like I don't know. Do you guys have that vibe or not?
No,
really?
Not at all.
Nah, bro.
Really?
I think he looks like a bobblehead, like, or like a man baby.
Yeah, I can't take him seriously. Like coaches, I can take serious. Like Greg Popovich, Doc Rivers, like all you know, Steve
like,
Van Gundy.
Yo, did you hear Lionel Hollins signed with the? He signed with somebody today.
Who's that?
He used to coach the Grizzlies, and they fired him.
Hold on. Before we dive to sports, I want to get into Deshi's topic. What's up with the World Cup? I haven't been keeping up.
USA's out. Belgium 2-1.
They only gave him 1 minute. They
dominated us like, from start to finish.
They only gave him 1 minute in OT. Why?
What?
Well, they only got 1 minute of extra time.
Depends on the fouls.
It's usually five.
It's only the fouls.
Yes, it is.
Depends on how many fouls there are.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Stop.
Why was everyone freaking out then?
What?
Everyone was like, I don't know.
Because we lost.
They don't know. They're like, well, other people.
No, even the coach. The coach was like, said something.
I mean, well, I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but.
If you were in the game, I'd be yelling to
I mean, if the ref says it's 1 minute, but a lot of, like, Jurgen Klinsmann even, like, mentioned something about the refs before the game. He was like, you know, like, he's an Algerian, you know, we knocked Algeria out of the World Cup in the last World Cup.
Algeria.
He was just in their group where it was Belgium and Algeria.
Scores.
And he 2-1. He was refereeing their games. And he's like, well, the referee speaks French, all the Belgian players speak French, so, like, they have an advantage. They can, you know, they can talk to him and persuade him, but he can't talk to the American players.
It's a good thing you brought that up, because I don't think that anyone should be allowed to be talking about the refs anymore. Because, literally, just because I'm a Brazil fan, but that's not the point. Like, it was the point of the game, because, like, literally, like, the team Chile, they talked about, oh, it's not going to be fair, because the refs think that Brazil should win because they're in Brazil, and the ref, like, took that into, like, consideration, and, like, now he can't, like, he literally gave, like, if you guys watched the game, Brazil versus Chile, like, there was a lot of shit that went uncalled in that game. Like, he literally, like, was not giving Brazil anything.
Well, yeah, that's, like, part of the reason that Jurgen Klinsmann
Wait,
did
you mean,
that.
Like,
it's like a
idea.
Mind game. It's like a tactic.
That's Brazil had no advantage.
Alex Ferguson, who was, like, the manager of United
for 18 years,
was, like, really famous for doing that.
Yeah, that's,
like,
that's not fair.
He would influence refs like none other because he would always talk about them in the pregame.
The Boston Bruins hockey team does that when they're playing the Habs this year in the finals. They said something in the press conference after game one. Just blew up and then shit started changing.
You
luckily,
should get fined
we still
for that.
Won.
Literally,
Boston,
you should not be able to say anything about the refs. That's bullshit. Because then, like,
dude, the Kings won the Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah. Honestly, you shouldn't know who the refs are until the game starts.
No, you should get a completely biased ref. You shouldn't get a ref that, like, all right, fine. These teams are playing. Get a fucking ref from Qatar.
Dude, there. The next World Cup is in Qatar.
No, it's in Russia.
No, yeah, it's not. That's 2022.
Oh, 2022.
Yeah, Russia, 2018.
Cold.
That'll be great. Look at how good Sochi went.
Coldest fucking World Cup.
Yeah, right? You're going from super cold to super fucking hot. I just noticed that.
What? Oh, the temperature?
Pizza ice. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't take the toppings off of my pizza, you piece of shit.
Shut up. You pizza shit.
Alright, so, what's it called? What happened with the Brazil game? Or did it not go by yet?
Nothing. I mean, we won, but, like, it was, like, the most difficult win ever. No,
it's Chile won.
We went to penalties and we won.
Really?
Neymar kicked the final penalty to win it.
Why is Neymar the best player on your team?
I don't know.
Is he like the Messi of Brazil?
That dude is ridiculous.
He is such a
pussy. Is he the Messi of Brazil?
No.
No?
Dude, he's a ballerina.
He's a ballerina.
So is Messi.
Dude, ballerina can take more hits.
Oh, I'm sorry. So is Ronaldo.
No.
I heard he's a bitch.
Oh, no. I don't care about Ronaldo.
Right?
Ronaldo,
he's a bitch, too.
He's a bitch.
But no, Neymar be like, there was a point in the game. I don't like
Messi's Messi. Like super talented though. That's the only thing.
They're all super talented.
But isn't Messi the best?
I think.
Did you see the goal he scored like yesterday? I think
Messi's like slippery. You know, like he gets out of tight situations and does shit where you're.
Did
like,
you see
no
that
fucking
goal?
Way he's gonna get out of this?
Yeah,
and then
out
he does.
Of it, yeah.
But Ronaldo does shit where you're just like what are you? Like, I've seen him hit free kicks where the ball just, like, fucking corkscrews in. Yeah. Like, dude, like, he kicks it, like, did you, you know when we played Portugal? Like,
yeah.
The cross.
That
he
cross.
Went in, like,
it's, was, like, the only player that was
it,
there.
The ball
went right
bent
to him.
So fucking hard and landed literally right on his head. The guy couldn't miss it. Like, yeah, he had to dodge out of the way to miss the ball.
Dude,
yeah.
I've seen some insane shit this World Cup, man. Like, I saw it when
pressure
it was
situation.
Colombia versus Japan.
That goal, I think it was Tim Cahill. Where the guy puts in like a 30-yard pass over the top, and he waits for the ball to drop, and before it touches the ground, he just fucking rips it. Like,
no.
It's straight technique though. Like, he doesn't he doesn't like try to kick the ball hard. He just boom, makes like contact. Just
rolls it off his foot,
and it just like rockets into the roof of the net. Like you know, the ones that like hit the top. Went
right through. Like,
no, what about the one that fucking Rob Van Persie did with his head? That was just like.
Yeah,
like another 30-yard pass, just boom. Right, I was like, "Yo, that just happened, son."
Yeah, there
was
another
one that no one's talking about. No one's giving credit to
player from Colombia. Oh, Landon Donovan scored a great goal.
Jose Rodriguez, Landon Donovan.
Dude, literally, it was the last goal of Colombia versus Japan, and his buddy, I don't know his name. He's like a big coming up in Colombia.
His name's Jose Rodriguez.
Yeah, you saw him make the guy. He made the guy 360. The guy was like,
Jose Rodriguez.
Oh shit! He went all the way around and scored so beautiful.
I think
he
plays for Porto in Portugal.
So beautiful.
It's like Juan Martinez.
This World Cup, like I think he's the top scorer.
He's the top scorer.
Now.
Yeah, he has six goals.
What was the score?
I thought Neymar was.
No, Neymar has four. Everyone has four. Like all the top players. Four. Robin has four. All these people, and then he has six.
Who has six?
Mueller. No, Mueller has five.
Oh, for Germany?
No, Colombia.
Germany's good, dude.
Yeah,
they have some freaking technique.
They always there's this saying in Portuguese.
They have two Arsenal players, so I want them to win now.
There's this saying in Portuguese. It's
they
like they always die at the shore.
France has two Arsenal players too.
And I heard France is playing really well. Yeah. I haven't seen.
Hey, what was
play
the score with Japan and Colombia?
4-1.
Damn, they got rocked.
Japan.
Oh,
nice
Japan played
bro.
Really well. They just couldn't finish. I swear to God, I watched a game. They should have won that game if they could have finished.
4-1.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I watched the game. Japan should have won. If they could have finished,
he had a header, bro. The guy
had a header sometimes, especially once you go down.
Japan was killing Colombia.
Like,
but it was 4-1.
No, look,
you gotta watch a game,
dude. Sometimes in soccer, like when you go down like 1-0, and you start attacking a lot, you become vulnerable to a counterattack.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you could have like 70% of the possession. And, like, they, you know, get the ball somehow when your entire team is pushed forward. And
every goal was
like
scored like that. They were attack, and all of a sudden they'd just go one way, the other way, towards Japan. It'd be a goal.
Damn.
And
Japan
was
nice
killing
asshole,
it, bro.
Man.
Japan was killing. I was like, this team could win, like, the World Cup. Like, I'm exaggerating, but they were killing it, bro. They were outplaying Colombia in every aspect.
Wow, that type of form.
But they couldn't
they're
finish.
All once,
they couldn't
man.
Finish, though. That
that's
was only
that's what matters.
Yeah. That's all, I guess. That's,
like
why that's why all their daughters are being murdered.
But all right.
So there was an interview with Greg Popovich where the lady's like, so what are you guys going to go out and try to do tonight? And he looks at her and he's like, score more points.
The same as Doris Burke. She's like, so how do you plan on stopping LeBron tonight? He's like, are you kidding me? He said, is that a real question?
No. There was a press conference.
People look so stupid.
There was a press conference. We were like, oh, so what do you plan on doing to stop LeBron? Or what do you plan on doing to stop Heat's offense in the next game? He's like, play better defense. Next question. Or no, he's like, what are you going to do to, what do you think LeBron James or whatever has to do to, like, stop? He's like, why don't you ask LeBron James? I don't know.
Like, can you imagine someone actually trying to answer? It's like, well, I'm gonna try to be moving a little bit faster on the court. I noticed that I wasn't moving as fast as last time, but like, I don't know. I'm just gonna try to pass. I don't know.
That was a funny ass question, like that with LeBron.
Yeah,
that is, too. Did you guys see that question?
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're like, so what do you guys, say about the lack of defensive play and offensive play in this game? And they're just like,
no, the question was way more crazy than that, bro. He was like, so apparently you built the offensive play with the defense, and like, how do you plan on stopping the defense with your offense but remaining defensive? And LeBron looked at D-Wade.
That's started, all you.
And he goes, that's all you. And then D-Wade's like, he's giving them a blank stare, bro.
He just want to
so
play better.
Funny, bro.
All right, Deshi.
That was hilarious.
What happened with this battle rap? Every time you come over to my house and we're chilling, you pull out some battle raps, and this dude's actually showed me some really dope battle raps. Like,
I'm a big fan of battle rap. Like me being an MC, rapper, hip hop producer,
you
all
rap?
That.
What's your rap name?
It's Deshi.
Young Deshi.
Yeah, with this
on Twitter.com
at Young Deshi.
That's
Twitter.com. Follow me. Basically,
you're
I'm
really good.
I'm I'm a big fan of rap battles. I've been watching rap battles for like the last God knows. I don't even know.
You know, it's actually funny you say that. Like rap battling, like. Got me into hip hop because like there was a time when I told Baka this like I wouldn't listen to hip hop. I like Eminem. I like some of his songs, And then 8 Mile came out. And, like, I was in 6th grade when that movie came out. And, I don't know. It kind of introduced me a little bit more into the scene of battle rap. And then, like, from there, I kind of started listening to a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, it's a, well, nowadays it's a lot more complex, but back then it was just more like just being like straight up like disrespectful, like it's more like on the spot, like, you know, kind of like freestyle back in the days, like in the old days of battle rap when it was back in the 90s and stuff. But now it's a lot more now it's a lot more mental and a lot more intricate, because...
All right, Mr. Segway. So basically... the KOTD, is that the name?
Basically KOTD is a it's a rap battle league, stands for King of the Dot. They hold many events, rap battle events. They book a lot of rappers to battle one another, and they had an event there in Los Angeles called Battle of Los Angeles 5. They do I think every year. And there was a battle between one of the main events was Disaster versus Math Hoffa. And
you have a very beautiful radio voice. I just thought I'd tell you.
Thank you.
Well, yeah. Math Hoffa was... Me and Buster were arguing about this. Now, see if you agree, you guys. I thought he was sucker punched. Nope. Because...
No.
You don't think so?
That was a man punch.
Watch the video.
I saw the video, but...
He's up, bro.
He's
like... He pretty much said, I should punch you. He said, do it, and he did it.
Yeah. That's what happened. Yeah, here's the thing, though. Like, Matt, like... Here's the thing. Like, I'm a big fan of... I'm a fan of both...
Norris Cole.
Well, Norris Cole.
Norris Cole battle rap? All right, stop interrupting.
All right, but like I'm actually a fan of Disaster and Math Hoffa.
Disaster's ridiculous.
Yeah, dude. He's like he's. I feel like
first time I heard about him was in the cannabis fight.
That was disappointment.
I don't.
That was hard to watch, dude.
Can I just be the only person here and I'm gonna get shit for this? But I do not like Disaster. This is his rap. He just literally gets really loud and obnoxious. And, like, I know it's like, okay, whatever, you gotta get in your opponent's head. But, literally, like, his raps are just... He's just talking at you really loud and obnoxious. It's not even, like, really rap. He's like, yeah, well, your eyes are big, and, like, I'm gonna pull it, yeah! And he's, like, freaking out, and you're just like, shut the fuck up, dude. What's wrong with you? Like,
he's
the one who, like, when he battled Cannabis, like, pulled out his
notepad.
Yeah,
kid is pretty nice. Like,
hold on. Ico the Rain Man will probably say this. Like, I don't know Disaster.
Who is Ico the Rain Man?
Ico
is
the
that
Rain
yourself
Man.
That you're talking about?
No, this other guy.
Oh,
Do you have his?
Why is Kim Kardashian allowed to like have children? That's what I want to know.
What does that have to do with rap battle?
No. Hold on. I think Disaster is like the nicest battle rapper. Period. I don't know the dude, so I can't say.
I mean, yeah, like I understand. You know, we all have
that
like
but he's good at improvising.
I have a couple friends who also watch battle rap as well.
Under pressure. Let's see how you do under pressure.
And this man, I'm done answering my fucking topic. Stop tickling me.
Adam.
Stop tickling
Adam.
Disaster is... Like I know like some of my friends they're not a big fan of Disaster either,
yeah.
To be honest, and because they pretty much have like this like a similar reason, like yo, he just sounds like loud and obnoxious and just talking like a bunch of shit, and like
Adam
like half of it like
Deshi, I pulling up Hip Hop DX here.
Let's just keep interrupting each other. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, basically he was banned from the tournament league, and if he wants to get back in, he has to pay $2,500, and he has to apologize to, what's his name?
Which I still apologize
to,
I would love this.
Disaster has to apologize?
Yeah, if he wants to get...
How do you think that would go?
That's fucking bullshit.
He wouldn't do it. He's not going
to
do it.
If he did do it, what do you think he'd say?
You wouldn't. Like, first of all, KOTD is gonna lose money like a motherfucker on this because Disaster is their biggest fucking
Exactly, because Disaster is like the main.
Yeah.
He's like the.
That's like taking LeBron out of
Heat. He's like the main artist.
Is he really?
Like.
He's the main popular dude.
Really?
He's like
the,
he is
KOTD.
Rap battle
right
now.
Yeah. So KOTD,
he's
especially,
he's like the top dog in KOTD. He's like, I've seen his battle with DNA like 2 years ago. One of the best battles I've ever seen. Yeah,
so you don't think
like,
he's coming back?
Of course, dude.
Well, here's the thing though. You gotta understand, Matt Hoffa, only reason why Matt Hoffa's name, Matt Hoffa's name is relevant is because a long time ago, back in 2003, Matt Hoffa, Matt Hoffa was battling. This was like before, like URL TV was like, it's like one of the main leagues that's really popping right now. And but back then, even Smack DVD was actually that's now URL TV. It was started the whole kind of like battle movement back in like 2002, 2003.
He won't apologize to the dude, but he'll probably pay the $2,500 because that's probably just like a fight.
But here's the thing: Matt Hoffa has
shit went down when he got in a fight, so there's like equipment.
But Matt Hoffa has punched people in the face before. He did it twice. Why is he not?
Probably not in like a tournament league. Probably like
A tournament league. That's the thing. That's the thing, though. He's the thing.
What did he do to get back in?
Here's the thing: first time Matt Hoffa back in 2003, he had a battle against. This guy, Dose. And basically during their they had their battle. They had during the battle, it was Matt Hoffa's turn, and he was spinning his bars or whatever. And Dose was actually if you look at the video on YouTube, Dose was actually getting into his face. You know, you kind of like in a way you're supposed to you do that to opponents to like get them out of their zone or whatever. But the thing is like he was kind of like getting into his face to the point where Dose's hat was touching Matt Hoffa's nose, and then Matt Hoffa was like Matt Hoffa was like, "Yo, get out my face, son, get out my face," and then Dose was like, "Yo, what's up, dog? What's and then right after that
that video where they're at like that's, college. That's,
it was in a high school gym or some shit.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, and everybody was like, as soon as Matt Hoffa launched that punch, everybody was going crazy.
Rap battle translates.
The punch heard around the world.
But yeah, that's kind of like what basically started Matt Hoffa's career.
But on a better note, though,
really,
Disaster
whooped Matt Hoffa's ass.
Oh, he did.
And I'm glad he did because
everyone is.
Because last year, Matt Hoffa did the same shit at Summer Madness 3, which is like the biggest rap event of the year that URL TV hosts. Summer Madness 3, they had like a good 2,000 people.
The biggest hip hop event.
And and they had when Matt Hoffa was going against Sirius Jones in Summer Madness 3 last year. And they had the video of Matt Hoffa punching Sirius Jones went so viral. It was on World Star Hip Hop everywhere.
Yeah, I saw it. My friend on Twitter posted that shit. I don't even like watch battle rap really, but I saw that shit too.
But hold on.
Yeah, here's the thing. This is why like Matt Hoffa is the one. Nice. That's a suck. If you watch the videos of Matt Hoffa punching Dose and Sirius Jones, those are sucker punches because he punch those guys without any warning whatsoever. No warning. At least
whatever, you shouldn't have punched them.
Like warning at least Disaster. No, like you know, I don't condone the whole violence.
Right now.
No, because I watched this battle rap so much. Like I'm into this
20 minutes.
He's playing piano.
He's like the Phantom of the Opera.
Playing piano.
Dun, 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 dun.
But I don't know. That's basically all there is.
Before we get off to that, hold on. There's also another video of a guy getting punched in the face, and it was really funny because.
Hold on a second. Ladies and gentlemen, regular podcast, an OP5 member, Abel Kane is leaving us. It's over. Shut up. Have a good night, my friend. Follow him on Twitter, ladies and gentlemen.
Abel Kane, at Abel Kane.
ENT
on Twitter. Yeah, so
there was another one that was like this dude, and he kept saying the same line over. He's like, "I punch niggas in the face, nigga," and he's like, all his lines were like based off punching niggas in the face. He's like, "I punch niggas on their fitted caps. I punch niggas and I punch right back. Cause I punch niggas in the face, nigga." And then his last line was like, "I punch niggas in the face, nigga. You don't want to see me, then I punch you in the face, nigga." And then someone just comes in and punches him in the face, and everyone starts like freaking out. And like, yo, that's a funny ass video. You gotta watch that shit.
Nah, but I mean, like, yeah, I don't condone the whole violence thing, but I'm
sometimes
glad disaster. I'm
glad disaster.
Motherfucker
gotta get his ass whooped.
Yeah, I'm glad disaster, because thing, like, since I'm also glad that, because ever since the whole when Matt punched Sirius Jones last year at Summer Madness 3. URLs actually banned him from participating in any events.
Speaking of battle rapping, like, I battle rap before.
No thanks.
A few times? Yeah. I agree with you. It's like,
yeah,
not
that's
for me,
thing.
Man. Can't
yeah,
do
you
it.
Gotta, because
I can freestyle, get me comfortable around the people I'm freestyling, give me a good beat, I'll kill it. I can't battle rap.
Sounds
I could,
dumb, but
you know what? You know what? I would murder your existence if you gave me, like, if I wrote, like, a song.
That's the thing. That's why I don't like rap battle.
I can't
anymore.
Battle
that's
rap
what it
you
is.
In person.
That's what
but
I
if you if I wrote a song against you, like, I'd end your career. Like.
That's why I don't like that. Because that's, like, what rap battling is nowadays. Like, everyone gets, knows who their opponent is ahead of time, gets, like, think out what they're going to say. Like, I don't like that. That's bullshit.
I don't know. That old days of, like, Eminem and,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Murder
that was
Inc.
like
and, like, him dissing like Whitey Ford and Limp Bizkit and like
LL 40
like when I saw 8 Mile, I was like, oh, battle rapping is kind of cool. And then like I started like figuring out about these songs that he would just like eat motherfuckers alive, and that's just like, I don't know, it interests me a lot.
Now everybody from 313.
Throw your motherfucking hands up and follow me. My topic today is the Flash. We finally got to see it. I don't know if we mentioned it last week. I don't think we saw it even last week.
We didn't talk about the pilot.
But the pilot, we saw that along with Constantine recently. I don't know. John, what were your thoughts?
It was nice. I mean, I don't even care about the Flash. I don't think he's interesting at all, but the show was tight.
It did feel very much like a pilot, I'll tell you that. It was very rushed. It was very, like, in your face. Like, I hope
watch
that,
this.
Yeah. Well, the pilot is filmed with the assumption that there may never be, like, a second episode. Like, and that's why they usually call the first episode of a lot of these shows pilot. Like, Parks and Rec was even had that name as well.
Because the pilot could just, like, crash the plane and
pilot
die.
Because it's the pilot episode. It's the first episode. Every first episode of every show is called pilot.
No, it's called pilot because
every network show.
If it's good, the pilot keeps the plane going. And if it's bad, the pilot crashes and dies. It just nosedives. That's why it's called the pilot.
How tired are you, motherfucker? Yeah, I hope the episodes are going to be a little bit more slower paced. Spoilers here. The ending.
You know my pilot definition is way better than yours.
The ending of the show. There was a shot of the Reverse Flash, or Dr. Zoom, holding a newspaper, and within the newspaper article, it said something about Bruce Wayne's and the Queen's company merging. That's like really. There's been several and small little Batman nods in Arrow. One being Harley Quinn was like cameoed for like 5 seconds. They referenced and they showed like a scene in Bloodhaven, which is the city that Nightwing like chills at. And this is the first time they just fully said Bruce Wayne. And there was basically like a picture of the Flash, like just saying like they don't know where he is, like he's dead, and then like it's basically like Justice League story. So I am up on the debate and the possible notion that Arrow and the Flash may have a little something to do with the movies coming out.
That'd be cool.
I don't know.
The pilot did leak. You have a computer at home?
No.
Ugh. I thought you had a laptop.
I'm kidding.
Motherfucker. Well, I would suggest you...
What kind of joke is that, bro?
Yeah, bro. Seriously. Alright?
It's a pretty good one, actually.
Tons of regular jokes down.
I'm sorry.
Tired. You worked all day. Was it busy tonight?
Yeah, it's pretty busy. I got back sixes and sevens.
I don't know how that is. Bad sixes and sevens?
Back sixes and seventies.
I don't remember the seat numbers. I didn't know the seat numbers the whole time I worked at that place.
Oh, good. That's good. That helps.
That probably explain why I was there for that long. Well, actually, I left on my own, so that's fine. But, alright. We have been going for quite a while. Flash, pilot, good.
Where is...
Johnny Baca and myself suffered, before we end the podcast today, just a little...
It's not off the topic. Note.
I thought you sound the way you have that look on your face. It doesn't look like you have a topic.
Okay, I see how it is.
I forgot.
I know you forgot.
I forgot.
Why am I here?
Good, good. Instant transmission.
I'm about to do all this. Bitch.
But well, I don't even know. All right, what's going on? This hip hop group that no one listens to.
No one listens to is pretty.
But it, well, what's going on?
Exactly.
Well,
I'll get that into after because I want that to be the last thing you guys hear about. But. My first topic is Better Call Saul is being delayed. But
what is that?
Better Call Saul is a spinoff of Breaking Bad, where Saul Goodman, who is everyone's lawyer pretty much, is getting his own TV show. And the time that it's set in is before and after the events of Breaking Bad and in between. So they're saying that many of the Breaking Bad characters that we know and love will be able to be part of Better Call Saul. So I'm assuming Badger, Skinny Pete.
They said his what's his name? Will be back. Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Bryan Cranston.
Because like in an interview, like they're like, at CNN, what are the possibilities that
we talked about this like, in the podcast like 2 weeks ago?
Did we?
Yeah.
They mean like, he's gonna be back. Alive.
Well, I mean, he's probably gonna be in Better Call Saul. That's what I'm saying. Like they're like allowed to show like they said that they're gonna bring back like you know there's a chance. I mean there's. Opportunity to bring back characters. So I'm pretty sure like people like Badger, probably small names first and then big names later, you know.
Did you watch all that there, Baca? Breaking Bad?
Yeah. Amazing show.
I watched the first two episodes and I was like,
Are you serious? That first episode what drew me in. I was like, this is the show.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. It was cool, but I was like, I don't know.
What did he say to Bogdan again? Suck on these, Bogdan. And go shave your eyebrows. Fuck that ass up. Probably wrong.
That show does that. It did have like a really weird, like unexpected humor to it. Like I thought it was like a really serious show.
It's like a dark humor.
Like, yeah, it's very like.
As long as, especially as you get along. Oh my gosh.
Like I remember the first episode. I'm only bringing up the first episode. Like the scene where like his son is being made fun of, and then like there's this like this very angry, like. Zoom up to his face with the camera, and then like he walks around like the whole store, and then like he just comes back and just whips the kid's ass.
It was so great. That was his like realization that he that was his like beginning of transformation into Walter White. It was amazing.
Everyone loves him now because of that show. He was rumored to play Lex Luthor.
We talked about that too.
Yeah.
No, I mean I the whole show.
Sick Lex Luthor.
Oh fuck yeah, dude! Are you serious?
Not the Lex Luthor. I feel like I wanted to see.
I would have loved him as a good dude. You can if you watch the entire Breaking Bad, you can see how it would work.
Very easy.
Very easy.
An older Lex Luthor, I just feel like.
But it doesn't matter. They can make him look young with CGI and shit. You ever watch Tron? Tron, the newest Tron? See Jeff Daniels? Motherfucker looks young.
No, bro, they could CGI. No, they wouldn't have to CGI.
I know, I'm kidding. It's makeup.
Probably just contacts.
Yeah, not even. So that's happening. And that'd be cool. If Breaking Bad fans, I love Breaking Bad. That show was amazing. That's the only show that I've actually been able to keep up with. Like, I can't watch Game of Thrones. I can't watch Walking Dead. I can't watch anything. But Breaking Bad
is so good now. It wasn't up until the fourth season. Bro, it was just like an alright show.
Breaking Bad is just like, that's some next
level. Like, I'm gonna download the fourth season
of Breaking Bad
to start to show him. Like, it gets... No.
Dude, you need
Dead.
To watch Breaking
like, you
Bad.
Even
it
watch
would change your life, bro.
Bro, I don't watch zombie movies, bro.
No, it's not even that. It just man, there's just one scene.
Dude, there's, like, 35 scenes in, like, Breaking Bad.
No, I understand that, but, like, I don't know what... feel like they ended the third season with The Walking Dead, and then, like, whoever's in charge was just like, man, like, whoever's in charge, like, alright, there's... They got rid of the director. I don't know what they did. I gotta look it up.
A fucking thought.
Sorry. By the end of the third season, they probably got rid of the screenwriters, the director, the people who did the cinematography with filming, and they started fresh with the fourth season. Because there was just a substantial quality leap within that show from the third or fourth season.
I heard
like,
about that too.
Very noticeable. And I'm not someone who's just saying that. Like, before that, I was like, Adam was like, Ingenio, who's in fucking, I don't even know where the hell he's at right now. He started watching the show. I segue hardcore.
It's not a segue, bro.
Incomplete
thoughts. Something that's totally irrelevant.
No. I was trying to get my friend Adam to watch it, and then I was just like, I told him off rip. I was like, it's not the great show.
Know.
My friend Adam. I have a lot of friends named Adam, so it's
you
kind
said
of
Ingenio.
Ingenio is his last name.
Oh, Ingenio. Oh, okay.
No, I told him.
Go stalk him.
Not that great of a show, but just. It became, on my eyes, like a AAA show.
I was so excited with the first series. Like, the first season when it first came out, I was like, wow, this is awesome. Like, that at the marathon on AMC or whatever. I was like, wow, this is amazing. Then I never watched it after that.
I bet you, like, we're going to start watching because we just need shit to watch at this house. And I just want to see, like, if he'll get into the show up to the scene. And he's going to watch it.
Hey, man, you guys are complaining about me not watching Game of Thrones. At least watch it.
I've seen episodes of it. I don't care about zombies at all.
Yeah, I don't care about medieval, so that's why I don't care.
It's
about
not medieval.
It's not about zombies.
Yeah, you think there were fucking dragons in medieval times?
Oh, okay.
But hey, no, seriously.
I'm sorry.
there was wizards in medieval times.
Yeah, you're right. What am I talking about?
Is it equal?
You
could
come back to life.
Yeah, I forgot.
Reincarnated in.
Even worse,
that
it's fantasy,
now
something that doesn't exist.
In South Florida.
So, lots of things don't exist.
You don't exist, okay?
No, I would agree with Buster. I don't particularly like the medieval setting, like, at
it's
all.
It's not medieval, is
or,
what
but whatever, that
dark
that, like,
ages.
American,
dark
like,
ages.
Like, Western fantasy, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you want something like that. But, yeah, I'm not a particular fan of that, but, like, the story is just good enough to, like, it almost, like, you don't even really care.
I just feel like
that.
Cause
and,
like,
and hold on. And on The Walking Dead, it's a lot even more. Zombies, it gets into a thing where zombies are not even
there. It's not even the
you're
point.
You're worrying
like,
about like the people.
The
and,
Walking
like, the,
Dead.
I'm not worrying about it at all because I don't care.
I know.
Like,
I'm going to make
like, no, you're not. Like,
you're not.
That's like the worst plot device and it's been used like a million fucking times. Like,
I love vampires,
so
bro.
Bored. Yeah, exactly. Like I can't watch another vampire movie. Like I can't watch any
more good vampire
movies out
like a
long
time.
Can they come up with like some sort of new type of monster? Like are we just gonna keep rehashing the same fucking three ideas over and over until the end of time? Like
they can't.
Oh. New movie coming out, Reptilian.
Use the fuck out of that too.
Reptilian 5.
I just can't watch like I mean, how many stories can you tell about vampires? How many stories can you tell about zombies?
Is that, well,
I don't know, man. I mean, like, if you watch 28 Weeks Later and you watch Resident Evil, it's a pretty big difference.
There's
I like
28
Weeks Later.
There's episodes of The Walking
the same
Dead.
Idea.
There's episodes of The Walking Dead where they don't even deal with zombies. It's
which is
more of just, well, not necessarily, because an even more dangerous predator is someone who can, like, think and doesn't have authority
so
or law or government anymore. And it gets into scenes where, like, they meet other people and these fucking, you don't...
Then you have the movies,
always,
then you just switched over to the show Lost. Fuck.
Not really Lost.
Lost is, like, what are you talking about?
Talking about, like, the
Lost
the
just,
enemies,
that's
like,
crazy
each
super,
other.
That's getting real supernatural. Like, Walking Dead, aside from the fact that there's, like, people who are, like, infected by this weird virus.
Whatever it is, it's
realistic.
Not as... If you're... Putting on a show about zombies and you're not showing any zombies,
yeah,
and it's not a zombie show.
Yeah.
So
you guys think? Do you think the show's gonna run itself into the ground?
You'll see zombies within. You'll see zombies within the show, and they'll avoid them, and like they're there and stuff like that.
It's like,
it only gets to, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Let's make a movie about monsters, but let's avoid the monsters the whole time.
Well, that's the idea.
What the fuck? I don't know.
Even if there was a zombie apocalypse, if, like...
Yo, this man could beat up Batman. Doesn't matter. You'd be straight.
So all you need is one punch,
man. Yeah, you can have that zombie.
They were around for, like, a year, and the whole time they were killing zombies, like... They would significantly reduce the zombie population.
Yeah,
there wouldn't be that many zombies walking around. Like, if you think about it...
Zombies would rot and die.
Yeah, they would have, like, machine guns and shit. Like, they
that's
would
why, like,
to,
the
like,
scenario
kill,
of,
like,
Apocalypse Wars doesn't have to deal with zombies, but, like, more of, like, have you heard of that game, what's that Ubisoft game?
Fallout?
No, not Fallout. What's the Tom Clancy game?
A Division?
Where it's basically set... Like, basically, like, governments just, like, collapse and some crazy financial crisis where, like, there's no more police and government. And
I heard it's this really hyped up.
It's basically, like I said, like, The Walking Dead, but with no zombies. Like people, like,
sounds
like rapists going around.
That's just,
you
know, post-apocalypse.
Yeah,
that's just
post-apocalypse.
That's just Purge.
But, like, in a realistic setting.
You ever
see
Mad Max, bro?
Mad Max is awesome.
Mad Max. That, the first one you're talking about?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude, that shit is fucking
awesome. Is that what Gibson?
Yeah.
Shit's hard as
that's
fuck.
Like when he's young.
Is that where his car talks?
That was like the movie
that's
that made
like,
him famous.
Oh, that's Knight Rider.
Knight Rider, yeah.
No, dude, like it's.
What's
set
that?
In
what's
the,
that game that they're making? Is it the Mad Max game that they're making?
The
Warner Brothers?
The Mad Max game.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath on it.
It's coming out next year.
Rebooting the movie.
Yeah, they are. They're making the fourth one, which is like a reboot with like a young. Like it's supposed to be Mel Gibson's son.
The game is coming out when they were shown that. When they were shown to editors behind closed doors, they said
just
the game
stupid.
Was really rough.
Yeah,
and that's what, and then the game was already had like a release date, so they definitely pushed it back. So yeah,
this is
the
same.
Don't
hold your
breath.
The
first movie.
I'm not gonna say it's gonna be a good game.
Hardcore shit. It's like after some nuclear war or whatever, and like
it's like a Borderlands, bro.
Basically, like his girlfriend gets like fucking like killed or raped and killed by this gang, and then he's like out for revenge and like. There's like roving like gangs of bikes.
Is there any supernatural
things? Come into cities and like raid it, like take all their gas.
It's like Fallout.
See if there's supernatural shit.
I said, is there any supernatural things in it? I never seen the movie.
No, bro. It's
no, I was just curious, dude. I was just asking a question.
No, it's not supernatural. It's
what
is
a dick? He's just asking a question.
Jeez.
Gosh,
bro.
At the end, he basically fucking starts killing off these gang members one by one, and he chases down like the leader of this motorcycle gang, and it's like this big motorcycle, you know, scene, and like they're going after.
There's a second one,
but
is
yeah,
it three?
Yeah, there's three, but the second and third one are terrible,
yeah.
But the first one's really fucking good.
Hi.
But the guy's like,
was it all Gibson in all
those? Yeah, but Gibson basically gets him to crash on his motorcycle, and like there's like his gas tank's pouring out on him, and his legs like broken. And Mel Gibson comes down to him, and the guy's like, you know, like, help me, man, you know, I'm gonna die out here. And Mel Gibson, like, handcuffs him to the bike, and, like, he, like, sets, like, a fire, and he's, like, basically, like, you know, the tank's gonna blow in, like, 5 minutes. And then he throws a saw down, and he's like, you could probably, you know, saw through your arm or whatever in, like, 2 minutes. And he's like, good luck, and he, like, walks off.
Then he comes back in the second movie and kills him.
And,
I'm just kidding.
And then, like, the dude's like, as he's walking away, he's like, you think I'm crazy, Max? He's like, you're mad, Max.
Is that episode of Family Guy?
You hear, like, the explosion behind
him. Is that episode of Family Guy where he's like, I love when the movies, like, they say the name, and it's like, what the fuck is the movie? He's like, some police academy. He's like, nah!
So, what's going on with this group that's,
yeah, so now, up. Last topic. It's a sad, sad day for music lovers everywhere. Death Grips has officially split up. Canceled all their upcoming shows, which sucks because they were on tour with Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden.
Now, previously, you had said one of the members said that, like, oh, we're too good, like, to continue or something like that.
He said that, okay, basically what he was trying to say, he said, we're at our best. And
now
Death Grips is over.
A group that gets to that point, that's like, you know what, we're at our top of our game, like, everything is, like, we're kicking some butt, like, we should just finish this run up, and then
exactly
something happened. Something happened. You don't just cancel all of your tours. You're like, you get to the top.
Of course, there's something behind it. But yeah. That's the putting out. They're saying, which is true, because right now they're like at the peak. Like, the music they're making is next level. Like, you don't understand. Like, it's experimental ass shit. And
what kind of hip hop are they?
It's not really hip hop. It's like a hardcore hip hop kind of like alternative experimental vibe. Like, you gotta listen to
it. Was it like some of that stuff you showed me the other night? Oh, sorry.
No, it's way different. It's like,
dude, it's off the wall, bro.
It's off the wall.
Like glitch hop, like mixed with glitch hop.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
I didn't even know that was a genre.
Yeah, dude, you ever listen to Vaporwave? Vaporwave is sick. You like Vaporwave? I love Vaporwave.
Bro, you listen to like no music, dude.
Yeah, you gotta who, me?
Me. I've been on a drop. I need a.
I'll show you, but the thing is, it's like a, it's out there, bro. Like, I don't know if you're gonna like it. Like, it's an. At first, I was listening to it and I liked it, but at the same time, like, I understood it right away. I was like, okay, I see what they're trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, you know how like when you listen to Lil B for the first time, you're like, this dude's fucking ass, and then you actually understand what he's doing, and you're like, oh, okay, like, I see. All right, he's not ass. It's like that, but like at the same time, like, their music is so like, it's insane, bro. Like, I'll show you some of their shit after it's over. Off the record podcast.
I feel like it's just an excuse so that they can probably just reunite.
I really hope so.
Unexpectedly at
really hope so.
Summer Jam or Coachella.
Because this is the second musical group.
They don't finish off their tour with money though.
No, yeah, they just lost a lot. There's no way that they're. It's a scare. Like, it's a fear tactic. Because
you don't do that to
tour with Soundgarden and Nine Inch Nails. Like, that's a fucking big deal. That's like us touring with Drake and Lil Wayne, for example. Oh, for like our genre of music. Like Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden, that's like,
dude, Nine Inch Nails sells out everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
This concert, this tour, they're selling out everything. This is the first time I was gonna see Death Grips in concert. I was so fucking mad. So yeah. Rest in peace, Death Grips. You guys had a great run.
They'll be back.
I really hope so.
At one point.
But in the meanwhile, have a sad comeback.
I want to see a Jurassic 5 reunited album.
I can't believe they're splitting, dude. This is insane. Zach Hill, man. Sad. They're just ahead of their time, bro. It's like the Dreamcast. Just ahead of their time.
Well, that's a whole other podcast in itself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been another interesting, weird, sloppy podcast, but hey, fuck you. We don't gotta do nothing to you.
Yeah, right? Fuckers.
Fucking fat people.
Eat a dick.
Yeah. So this weekend we are opening up for Juicy J. It is going to be spectaculous, marvelous, incredibulous, tremendous, hypotheticalous,
ejaculous.
We're playing the first show on the moon in front of 100,000 people, so that's pretty cool.
Basically. But,
it is on the moon.
We recorded some new songs specifically for the show to get everyone hype. Hopefully everything goes well. We will talk about it on our next podcast. That'll probably be a very huge chunk of what is going on next episode. But, and hopefully we'll have more news. And actually, you know what? No. I will have the Eddie Gallo report tuned with a fine grain of salt for next episode. I did a sloppy job. I wasn't prepared to have internet.
I was going to say, we don't have internet, so that's not really...
I need to do what I did the first few times, is just save, files. What's it called? I would email the Edogawa report to myself, just in case it crashed. Because I had saved it up before as just tabs, and then the computer was not plugged in, and it died, and I lost it, so blah, blah, blah.
Great job, Jack. I mean, Aiko.
Indeed. But, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Aiko the Rain Man. You can follow me on Twitter, at Aiko the Rain Man. Subscribe to our YouTube, youtube.com/OP5TV. And you can find us on the iTunes. Hit that subscribe button. Rate us. Let us know what you think. All right?
Rape us.
You can find me at Aiko's mom's room.
Oh. Or you can find him on Twitter at Vic Von Doom. You can find Buster Hyman at Buster_Hyman.
Hey.
And you can find Young Deshi at Young_Deshi?
At Young Deshi.
Just Young Deshi.
How do you spell that for the fans?
S-H-I.
And Young, how do you spell that?
Young is Young.
It's Y-U-N-G or something?
Y-O-U-N-G. I don't do all that
fancy.
Shouts to the Dirty South.
Shouts out to the boys. Keep a lookout. We got the OP5 mixtape dropping very soon. We definitely pushed back the release date. We were planning to release it by the 4th of July. That is not happening, obviously.
Because we're following the trends with all the video gaming.
It looks like August will most likely be the release for regular mixtape. And as well, keep a lookout for the Midnight Channel. I'm not necessarily sure when that's going to start production, but I want to have it out before the end of September. Ho-ho! So, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all your fault, Baka.
Baka just pooped, ladies and gentlemen. Walking
Are
out.
You serious?
Yeah, bro. It's
like a fast poop.
How do you drop it that quick?
It just slides out, bro.
Bro, when I take a shit, I literally take off my clothes, get ready. Like I sit there.
Form.
Nah, I get relaxed like 30 minutes, bro, at least. I'm on the computer,
no,
read some
I feel
shit.
You, though. Like,
I'm an Olympian, bro. I'm trying to hit my best.
Olympian shit taker. Sick.
But all right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to another very regular podcast.
I wish I could afford a Tesla Roadster. These bitches would be on my cock like a rooster. Said fuck with my team if you got a big roster. Smoking so much green, you would think your lawyer roster. Rap game seeming like a motherfucking junkyard.